Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
For Jonathan Jones, after OTAs, Jonathan, I wanted to talk to you. I'm sure the word, you've been asked about culture a ton since you've been here. Obviously, the culture, super important in New England where you came from, something they've emphasized a lot here. What's similar about the two places? And then what's different? Because, you know, here, good culture, there's more than one way you can build that. So what's similar? What's different?
Yeah, like you said, both. Culture is a big influence in both programs, and I think to have a good team, a good program, starts with great leadership, and we have that here. Coach Quinn just being a great leader, being able to command guys, you know, having the respect of the locker room, it starts there, and then the guys buying in. Everywhere talks of brotherhood and family, but it's intentional here. You can see that the guys mean it, you know, whether it's in the meetings, outside of the meetings, and so when you build that type of camaraderie, it just helps the program.
I'm sure you wouldn't have signed here if you didn't think it was real, but like, were there some early signs when you got here? You're like, okay, good, didn't make a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, as an outsider last year, it was something special to watch, just to see how the guys were flying around for each other and the plays that they were making. And I've, you know, doing a lot of winning in my career, I know that it has to be something special in the locker room for it to transfer out on the field. And so once I got here, I could see, you know, what was so special about this locker room, just the guys in here. It's a bunch of great guys, just come in every day, work hard, compete, and that shows up on the field.
Especially in something like a defensive back room where communication is so important, how does the off-the-field stuff, relationships, whatever else you want to throw into that bucket, how does it actually translate to winning on the field?
Oh, so much. In the back end, it's all about trust, trusting each other, trusting, like you said, the communication is going to be made. And so you build that in the meeting rooms when you're away from here, and then that carries over on the field. And so it starts with trust.
Jonathan Jones with us here on the Hoffman Show on the Team at 980. Speaking of that back end, you got a good young guy like Sanders still. Does he remind you of you a little bit, a guy who played inside, outside, you know, kind of maybe wise beyond his years? That's something you've always been, you know, had on you. Is a maturity leader kind of characteristics. Does he remind you of a young you?
Yeah. I mean, he comes in, doesn't say much, but you can tell he's listening, he's paying attention, and just comes out and works. And when you're young in your career, that's all you try to do is just show up, work hard, and earn the respect of the coaches and the other players.
What also, you know, makes this coaching staff so good on the back end? Dan's got a great history with DBs. Obviously, Joe has a great history with DBs. Then you have your actual DB coaches. So what is it about this scheme, this staff, the way they teach, the way they coach that seems to hit so well with players on the back end?
Yeah, I think it's simplifying it, not just from a scheme standpoint, but simplifying it in communication. So coach always harps on, you know, getting the word across in least words as possible. And I think effective communication is a good way to teach guys, whether it's new guys like myself coming in or younger guys, just get everybody on the same page. And you can see that they're intentional, you know, about making sure the communication is right and everybody's on the same page.
What's it like for you being a new guy?
feels a little new, feels a little refreshing, I can say. But it's a good start, you know, from where I'm at in my career. It's a good change of scenery, enjoying meeting everybody in the building, and just kind of starting over.
Have you had a chance to explore D.C., the greater DMV area at all yet?
No, me and the wife got out. We went to the White House, took the kids down there, but we'll get out and explore a little bit more and get out here and see what's about.
Wrapping up here, Jaden, watching him, year two, you've obviously been around some great quarterbacks. You've been around the greatest quarterback, arguably, of all time, maybe inarguably of all time. What are some things that stand out about Jaden, watching the way he works and nevertheless having to, you know, see go against him in practice every day?
Yeah, I mean, he has composure. I think everyone saw that from his rookie year, and is going to do nothing but build in the year two. And from a defensive standpoint, we get better when we work against, you know, good people at practice. And like you alluded to, coming against playing, you know, some great players on offense at practice every day, it makes the defense better, and we're getting that here. You know, good work against, you know, our offense, the guys we have at skill positions, quarterback, it makes our job tough, so it's going to make us a better team.
And then last thing is kind of the big concept for you guys in the back end is the interchangeable pieces. You have guys like Will who can basically do everything. You played some safety, some corner, some, you know, outside corner, some nickel. What's it like this time of year to cross train, and then how does that ultimately help you when you get to the fall, on top of the coaches being able to say, like, all right, this is our best group, they're doing evaluating, but for you as a player, how does that ultimately help you?
Yeah, I think it comes down to learning the concept. When you can play multiple positions, you really understand the concept of the defense, and it does nothing but helps you and also add value to you, and then add value to the team. You know, when guys can play multiple positions, you get into the season, you deal with injuries, you know, whatever may happen, being able to move guys around and not miss a beat is very important.
And then when you sign, like, were you told, hey, this is the kind of thing that we're considering, you know, then Trey gets drafted, so now you got a different guy in the room. Like, what are those conversations like throughout the free agent process and then throughout the spring here of how all that interchangeability actually plays out here on the field?
Yeah, it was, you know, the conversation was just, you know, I told him I'm signing to be a football player. You know, I just love to play football. Wherever you need me, put me on the field, and it's my job to execute. So, like you said, we brought in some guys who can help, and so hopefully we can tighten up the back end and go for it.
Jonathan Jones, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.